As KSMU reported last month, Missouri State Parks saw an overall 6% increase in attendance in 2014 over the previous year. In fact, Bennett Springs State Park, 12 miles west of Lebanon, saw an increase of 15% to nearly 786,000 visitors last year. Now, on this cold, rainy Wednesday last week, you wouldn't have known it. As I walked down toward the hatchery outfall number one, I saw three, count them, three faithful anglers fly fishing for the park's famous trout. However, in the park store, longtime concessionaire and store manager Jim Rogers assured me that that wasn't the case a few days earlier when the weather was nicer.
Yesterday this place was hopping, and Monday we were swamped. The weekend was phenomenal.
And that's been the case at a large number of the state's parks and recreation areas, according to Bill Bryan, director of the Missouri Division of State Parks.
We recorded a record number of visitors last year of about 18.5 million visits to Missouri State Parks. That means that every weekend in the summer at 87 parks and historic sites around the state, we're pretty busy. That's a lot of people making a lot of trips to the park.
Bryan says the State Parks Division maintains good data on campers and visitors to each park and where they travel from to come there.
People come from all over the Midwest to Bennett Springs.
And says Bill Bryan, those out-of-state visitors are very important economically to Missouri.
While, we really want Missourians to enjoy our state parks, it's really nice for Missouri when people come from Kansas and Oklahoma and Arkansas. That's good for our economy to bring those dollars into the state.
This group at Bennett Spring was from both nearby and out-of-state.
What's your name?
Christopher Smith.
Where are you from?
Branch, Missouri, just right up the road.
Do you come here often?
Quite often. As a matter of fact, I got some friends up from Oklahoma. This is my wife's nieces and cousins.
Right.
It is a family atmosphere. I love it. It's just a good, old-timey, great place.
One Missouri city that prospers as a result of Bennett Springs' success is Lebanon, Missouri, population about 15,000, located 12 miles east of Bennett Springs. Lebanon City Administrator Chris Hurd is quick to point out that Lebanon has a thriving economy of its own.
We have a lot of diverse industries. So you have Copeland, which is our largest employer that does scroll compressors for heating and cooling units. We have multiple boat manufacturers and all the ancillary manufacturing of equipment to that. And then we have the largest cooperage in the world, which is Independence Dave, making barrels, wooden barrels. And, they've been 100 years in the same location.
Wow.
And so we just have a wide variety of industry. Our daytime population probably swells to close to 25 to 30,000. We have a very large commute radius that folks come up and do work.
Chris Hurd acknowledges the city planners and businessmen of Lebanon who came before and laid a strong foundation of business and manufacturing in the city. But what would Lebanon be without Bennett Spring nearby?
I don't know that it would be the crossroads that it is today, because you've got 5, 32, and 64 basically all paralleling at the exact same time. So that's three state routes. Well, where do you think they were headed? They were headed to a state park.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that core, what we call an anchor, really allowed all the other stuff to prosper.
Bennett Spring is the fourth largest spring in Missouri, with a daily flow of 100 million gallons, and has provided hunting and fishing opportunities for hundreds of years, both to Native Americans and to the settlers who came in the mid-19th century. In the early 20th century, recreation was becoming increasingly important, and in 1900, the Missouri Fish Commissioner introduced 40,000 mountain trout into the spring. About 25 years later, the state of Missouri purchased the spring to create one of the first state parks, which today provides numerous opportunities not just for fishing, but for camping, swimming, hiking, and just plain appreciation of nature. There are numerous intangibles tied up in all those activities that bring new people into the park every year, as well as developing lifelong fans who come back year after year. In short, it creates memories, says Lebanon City Administrator Chris Hurd.
I don't think there's a place that you can go in the state of Missouri that you mention Lebanon, Missouri, and they don't say, oh, Bennett Springs, mm-hmm. and then follow that with a fishing story from some family member coming down and enjoying the park. And I think that's the most important takeaway of that resource that is our neighbor.
Division of State Parks Director Bill Bryan counts himself among that group.
My folks took me to Roaring River and Bennett Spring when I was a kid, and I've got great memories. I can remember catching my first trout on a fly at Bennett Spring. I remember going to Bennett Spring every August with my Boy Scout troop, and I remember that. I think that a lot of our visitors have had those same kind of experiences, and they're very powerful, and they call you back.
Reporting from Bennett Springs State Park for the KSMU Sense of Community Series, I'm Randy Stewart.